In 1962, an invasion of Cuba fails.
A Senate committee this week figured the invasion cost at $45 million for the 1,500-man force.
During one of the worst points of the Kennedy administration, the Bay of Pigs fiasco failed to take back Cuba from Fidel Castro. 18 years later, another invasion of South Florida and Texas. It succeeds.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No lo queremos, no lo necesitamos.
Fidel Castro inviting Cubans to leave Mariel Harbor and go to America. 125,000 did.
Those of us who have been here for a generation or six or eight generations ought to have just as open a heart to receive the new refugees as our ancestors were received in the past.
But the Mariel boat lift became one of the worst points of the Carter administration and changed U.S.-Cuban relations forever. A generation after Mariel, waiting for Fidel, embracing the future. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, April 21st. Who would have thought 30 years ago that Fidel would still be around 30 years after the Mariel boat lift? History still being written in Cuban-American relations.
Although, you know, Miami is certainly a completely different place because of what happened 30 years ago. Let's get a check of the top news this morning. Still, the top news in Europe is the volcano, but now it has a new soundtrack. After a week of dead air, European skies are slowly opening to flights. 75% of the airspace is now open. Germany announced last hour all flight restrictions have been lifted there, but it could take weeks for all the stranded passengers to get home. And of course, some new ash is spewing into the air.
It's not over yet. I mean, we don't know which new clouds will come, and there are news that new clouds are coming.
But scientists say the eruption in Iceland is weakening.
As we mentioned, it started 30 years ago. A hijacked bus crashed through the gates of the Peruvian embassy in Havana. Within hours, word spread. A crowd of thousands gathered at the embassy to seek asylum. An angry Fidel Castro announced that the port of Mariel was open to anyone who wanted to leave the island, kicking off what is known as the Mariel boat lift. 125,000 Cubans took part in that flotilla, most of them landing in the Miami area. We're joined now by Yvonne Cuesta. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
You were a 7-year-old girl packed into a boat 30 years ago. 30 years later, where are you now?
Oh, my goodness. It's like going from a shrimping boat to being on a luxury cruise line. It really is. You know, coming from a country where there are no laws, there is no freedom of speech, to the greatest nation in the world where there is freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. And that's what I mean by a shrimping boat to a cruise ship.
Well, the experience of coming on board a boat to America from Cuba and the 30 years of history that have happened since. Yvonne Cuesta, stay with us. We'll be back with you for a full discussion of your experience and others in just a moment.
The debate is heating up on Capitol Hill about the best way to overhaul the way Wall Street does business. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner yesterday says the government needs more tools to deal with big banks.
We need a system in which regulators can act preemptively to protect, not be left to simply come in after the fact to clean up the mess.
We're going to be talking about derivatives today. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures are mixed. The Dow will start at 11,117. The S&P at 1,207. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,500. So we're talking more about the legacy of the civil rights movement when its leaders have passed away, and also the legacy of the Mariel boat lift. Do you think the younger generation takes the work of the prior generation for granted? And is that a sign of amnesia or progress? We especially want to hear from the younger generation. Do you think you take the achievements of your ancestors for granted? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can go to thetakeaway.org. We're going to be talking more about the boat flotilla coming from Cuba to Florida in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.